On today's Tech Help for Churches, using Authonic to process your audio. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're subscribed, which you can do by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe to either the audio or video podcast, it's not really easy to leave a comment underneath those. So no problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC, short for Tech Help for Churches, and leave your comment there. So we're in the middle of the series talking about podcasting, some of the newer developments since I wrote my book on it. And I've told you about Allophonic before, so I thought that today I'd show you how to use it. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'm going to try and describe stuff, but if you get lost, just take a look at the video and that'll be helpful. So let's head over to my computer and we will take a look. This is Authonic. Now, Authonic is a pretty cool little piece of gear. It's actually software that allows you to do some really cool things. So I've already logged in. You'll need to do that. Notice it says log in right here. There's also a desktop app which you can try before you buy, but let's concentrate on the online software right now. So first I'm going to click new production, and it's going to say, hey, it needs a file. Now, you can also, you can either upload it, or you can go to HTTP, blah, 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 and download it that way. But I'm going to actually upload it, so I'm going to click choose file, and let's go for unknown album. That's where I put all my stuff when I'm done. Now, you'll notice that these are AIFs. Could be WAVs. Probably I wouldn't want to use MP3s, though, even though they're a lot easier to transport, upload, etc. They're already compressed. So I would tend to not want to have this compressed if I could avoid it. So let's go to last week's show, which was the one on here it is, PowerPress. So I'm going to double click on that. Okay, so we're good there. Now, I could automatically add an intro and an outro file. Not going to do that right now, so I'm going to compress that. I could automatically add all the, I could add the title, a cover image, artist, album, track name, etc. I could do extended metadata. Not going to worry about that, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to the output files. And here I want to output it as an MP3. Let's see what I've got here. Probably anything in this range is going to be too small, but 96... 112 or 128 are right in the realm. Since this is spoken word, let's just keep it as it is. I'm not going to add a suffix onto it, although I could if I wanted to, but I am going to make it mono because, again, it's spoken, so it doesn't need to be stereo. Output file base name I could add. And I can create more than one type of this. So if I wanted to create another output file, and let's say I wanted to do FLAC, I could, or video. You know, I could do all kinds of stuff. But in this case, I'm just going to delete that. Chapter marks, I'm not going to worry too much about. I can automatically publish this, so I can add it, and I can put that up in my Libsyn, which is pretty cool. In this case, I'm not going to do that, because I've already done that with this particular one, but that's pretty cool. Adaptive leveler, this will stop it from being too loud or too quiet. It'll normalize it, and it gives us a target of negative 16 luffs. So I have I have some different choices here. There's the European standard, the American standard, podcasts and mobile, which is probably what I'm going to stick with, etc. I can do some filtering, noise and hum reduction, and reduce that. I'm going to skip that for now because I record with the gate, so it's generally pretty quiet. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to click. By the way, I could click save to save this as a preset or just start production. And so that's what I'm going to do. And start production again. And it's uploading it right now. Okay, so here we have the entire audio has been totally processed, and I can go ahead and download the final MP3. From my experience, this gives a great, well-normalized audio file and all. In fact, I might just add it into my workflow just because it does such a good job. But that's how to use Auphonic to get your audio normalized and set to the appropriate loudness level. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that now you can see just what Auphonic does and why it might be useful in making the podcast for your church. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, pick up a church tech gift of your choosing, and a free subscription to my email newsletter. While you're there, remember that all this is provided to you free of charge, but if there are resources that you'd like to use to train people at your church, to learn yourself, then I've got a bunch of stuff that I made with you in mind over at the store. trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. So head over, look through what we've got, and see if one of those is right for you. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.